Good evening, everyone. It's a pleasure and a privilege to be here learning together. This is a crowd of people coming to learn on a Thursday night after a long week. A lot of long weeks in a row is really means the world, and it's very inspiring. So thank you. We thank very much dear friends Rafi and Javi Landau and Mishpachtam, who are here for sponsoring tonight's shir. Rafi said, in honor of the Rabbanim of Or Torah, he's referring to Rabbi Luban and Rabbi Einzig. So thank you. And to all the other Rabbanim, aspiring Rabbanim, and the Kavod Torah that you are displaying in sponsoring this year tonight, both in sponsoring this year and sponsoring this year in honor of the Rabbanim, coupled with your Leibin Torah, it's not a surprise that your children are the way they are, and the friendship you have with so many is the way it is. So you continue to have nachas and see your children grow up with Leibin Torah and Kavod Torah. I decided I wanted to try to understand, to tackle Haneros Halalu, and I'll be honest, I thought originally, having never really researched it or thought about it, I thought that the prayer, Haneros Halalu, which we recite, exactly when we recite it, we'll get to it in a little bit, I thought it was probably like 200, maybe 300, 400 years old. I figured it was like the paragraph we say after Megillas Esther, Asher Heini, Shoshanas Yaakov, Maoz Tzur, which is not found in the Gemara. I figured Haneros Halalu was just like those. Especially because very rarely when we do mitzvos, is there something that we say together with the mitzvah as part of the mitzvah. There are those who say Hineni Muchan and Mezuman, and that's a big debate and halachic controversy. The Dod Bihuda has a well-known tshuva about that. You shouldn't say it. But we don't usually say things when you do a mitzvah. You have a bracha. Mikra Megillah, there's a bracha. The bracha's before, there's a bracha afterwards for Megillah. Sukkah, lulav, shofar, go on and on. We do mitzvos, or we say tfilos. It's very rare that we do a mitzvah. And so I just figured it was something that came up a couple hundred years ago, and it's some poem, some stanza found in early Achronim. But when I did research, I realized that was not the case. I'd like to discuss tonight what it is, where it comes from, when we should be saying it, and why that's significant from a halachic standpoint. We won't hit drush until later on in the shir. I'll be honest, I don't have a clear approach to explain it. I'm hoping together we'll work through and try to understand it a little greater. The plan was to then talk about the number of words in Haneros Halalu, because there is a major discussion in the Mefarshim how to get to 36. Haneros Halalu has to be 36 words. Communion, the number of candles we light, 36. Do the math. Take out a phone if you want help from a calculator. The Rush says there has to be 44 words because it's the number of candles plus the Shamash 8 times. And everyone figures out which words should be in, which church should be out. There's an insane, almost dramatic significance on 36, which we're not going to have time to get to tonight. And then I want to take some of the words of the tefillah and analyze them and try to gain some inspiration for them. And so come a week and a half from now of Hanukkah, we'll be able to say Haneros Halalu, to daven Haneros Halalu, and to be able to grow from Haneros Halalu. So let's start in the beginning. In source number one, before source number one, I have the common text of the tefillah found in the back of the Ashkenazic Siddurim. Svardim, Nusach Svard, Edut Mizrach, Ari, they all have different Nusach. This is the common Ashkenazic text with the English under it. It comes, believe it or not, from Mesechta Sofrim, a collection of brises known as Mesechta Sofrim. The brisa writes, in source number one, Ketzad Mevarchin, how should you recite the bracha? B'yom HaRishon, on the first night, Hamadlik, the one who lights the candles, Mevarch Shalosh, should light three brachas. The Haroesh Shtayim, there's halacha, if you see Ner Chanukah, is it only if you're not going to light? Is it even if you're going to light, not for tonight? But someone who sees Ner Chanukah, Shtayim says two brachos. He can't say Hamadlik, Lahadlik, Ner Shalchanukah, right? So Hamadlik Omer, the one who's lighting the candles, says, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Asher Kiddushanu Mitzvoso V'Tzivanu Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah. Should sound familiar. Umasneva Omer, the word masne we might come back to, he makes some kind of tanai. Other girsas, not masne, but maschil. V'Omer and says, Haneros Ha'elu Anu Madlikin Al Yeshuos Val Hanisim Val Haneflos. A little bit different. Asher Sisal V'Seinai De Konecha Kedoshim. V'chol, right, the miracles that he, God, did for our fathers, which came about through the hands of the holy Kohanim. V'chol Shmona Shmini Chanukah Haneros Ha'elu Kodesh. The 8 days of Chanukah, these candles are holy. And we'll come to this at the end of this year. V'en Lanu Rishus L'Shtameish Be'en. We can't get benefit from them. El Larosim B'Vad. All we can do is see them. Kidei, in order, L'hodo Shimcha L'fosecha V'al Nisecha V'al Yeshuasecha. The Omer, and then he says, Baruch Ata She'achiyanu V'Omer Baruch Ata She'asa Nisim. Eilul Madlik. This is true for the one who's lighting. V'al Roeh Eino Omer B'yom Rishon El Shnayim She'achiyanu V'She'achiyanu. Asa. That's the Maseches Sofrim. So what do you see interesting about the Maseches Sofrim? Besides, don't focus now on the text of the tefillah. We'll get to that later. What's interesting about this Maseches Sofrim? So first of all, the brachas are flipped. Fascinating. The Sha'asa Nisim is after the Shechianu. That I'm not going to address tonight. That's not a Haneros Halalo question. I didn't really see people address, other than saying it's a mistake in the Girsa, I didn't see people address why the Shechianu would be Sha'asa Nisim. I'm thinking maybe first night of Sukkot, second night of Sukkot. Not going to get into that tonight. What else is interesting about this?
Well, it says Baruch Ata Shechianu. Oh, sorry.
Bechavod.
All right.
Inimini Marimo. Yeah, so I think it just doesn't have to say the words. Oh, okay. It's like saying v'chule, I think. When is Haneros Halal said, according to the Maseches Sofrim? After the first bracha. In between the first bracha and the second two brachas. Fascinating. That already should be cause to pause and to say, wait a second. Not just because that's not what we do, but you're making a bracha. When are you lighting? You're lighting after the first bracha before an erosolol. You're lighting after an erosolol. You're lighting all the way at the end. It's unclear. Point number one in Maseches Sofrim, besides the Sha'asa Nisim and Shechianu, it's unclear when you're lighting. Are you lighting after the bracha before an erosolol, or you're lighting all the way at the end? And what's I think really fascinating is that you're saying Haneros Halalu in between the bracha of Lahalik Ner Shel Chanukah and the second two brachas. Okay, so yeah, so we're going to have to. Okay, so hold that. Good. Hold that thought. This Maseches Sofrim is quoted by some of the Shomim. The Rush in source number 2. This is the Rush in Shabbos in the second parak. It's the parak in Shabbos by Mem Alikin, which has all the three and a half plot regarding Chanukah. The Rush writes, Maseches Sofrim, Kasuv, he quotes the Maseches Sofrim, Ketzem Nevarchin, Hamadlik Mevarch Shalosh, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokim Melech Olam, Asher Kishon Tzvosav Etzvon Lahagdash HaChanukah, V'Omer Haneros Halalo Anu Malikin, he quotes the whole thing, V'Shamati Sh'Rabbeinu Meir Haya Omer, oh so, I heard that Rabbeinu Meir, the Marami Rutenberg, says the Rush, would say this tefillah. If you flip the page over, it's the second page of sources, page 4. The Hagos Maimonius on the Rambam. The Rambam does not have this, as we'll see in a minute. The Hagos Maimonius quotes the Maseches Sofrim as well. Maseches Sofrim, Perichof, Sheyesh Lomar, Achar Hadlaka. You should say, Haneros Halalu, after you light, Nusach Zeh, this Nusach, Haneros Halalu, skip down to the last words on the third line, on the Flosach of Yeshua Secha. Baruch Shechianu V'Asher Nisim V'Chein Haya Ragil Maharam. So according to the Haggadah Maimonides, his understanding is you say the first bracha, then you light the candles, then you say Haneros Halalu, And then you say the next two brachos. And it's fascinating. The Korban Asanel points this out as well on the Rosh in source 4. He says, Vomer Haneris Lalu, Mashma Shemaktim Chruz Zeh Lebirchas Sha'asanisin. It's implied in the Rosh that you first say Haneris Halalu Anachim Alikin, and then you'll say Sha'asanisin. And says the Korban Asanel, Ve'in Anu Nogin Kain, which we'll get to in a minute. It seems that according to Masechet Sofrim, at least the way the Haggadah Maimonides understands, the Maharam Rutenberg, the next source, we're not going to see inside, you say the first bracha, Asher Kishem Tzos Levitzon Lahalik Ner Shalchanaka, light the candle, Haneros Halalu, and then Sha'asa Nisim and Shechiano, or Shechiano and Sha'asa Nisim. That's what it sounds like. And I think that requires some kind of explanation why that should be. It sounds that Haneros Halalu is more than just a nice tefillah. First of all, why are we even saying the tefillah? Most mitzvahs, again, you have a couple of exceptions. Mikra bikurim as vidu bikurim. On Pesach night, we say at the Seder, Kol shalom amar shlosh advar me'ilu lo yatsoy dechavas, Pesach matzah mar, Pesach al shuma, matzah al shuma. Erev tavshilin, I think we say something. It's very rare that we're... What is it? It's a tefillah? Why do we have a tefillah in Chazal? This is not from Mekubalim and Arizal. It's in a Braisa, in the Sechah Sofrim, and it's said as almost as part of the mitzvah. It's in between the brachos. We're going to see in some Rishonim that you should be saying it while you're lighting the candles. So I'd like to try to understand what it is in halacha, in lumbus, in svara, what exactly is Haneros Halalu. The Rambam doesn't have it. If you look in source 6, the Rambam goes to the brachos, makes no mention of Haneros Halalu. The Rambam doesn't hold every Maseches Sofrim. It's not in the Gemara, it's not in the Babli, nor is it in the Yerushalmi. The Rambam does not have it. The Marshal in source 7, and then I want to hear from you, points out, Gam Tema, it's a wonder. Asher Shamati Migdolim, I heard from Gendolim, Ve Hahamon, Noginbo, and the people do this, Nog Levarech Des Kodim Zman, to say Shasa Nisim before Shechianu. The Acharkach Masna Haneros Halalu. Says the Marshal, you know what, I've heard from a lot of Gendolim, what we do. I'm assuming that's what everyone here does, right? You say, Lahalik Ner Shalchanaka, then Sha'asa Nisim, and then says Shechiyah. And then afterwards, we light and we say Haneros Halalu. He says, "Bekamel Komos Reisi Masechah Sofrim and Nusachenu came." But I saw in a bunch of places that the Nusach, the text, the Masechah Sofrim is not that way. Sheomer Shemivarech Lahalik Umas Nevomer Haneros Vacher Kachnis. So I don't understand. Why would you do that? So he says, maybe the reason you do that is because we know why we make the bracha before the mitzvah, because brachas have to be over l'asiyasan. He says, the Yerushalmi writes that the brachos can be while you're doing the mitzvah. So maybe the Masechah Sofrim is going like the Yerushalmi, that you can make the bracha b'shas asiyasan. The Yerushalmi says there's two exceptions. Two exceptions are tvila and shofar. Why are those two exceptions? Well, you can't say the bracha underwater, and you can't say the bracha while you're blowing the shofar. I mean, maybe Andrew Friedman could. He's that good. Judah Elbaum also. Those are exceptions. But the Rishami says that you can do, we don't have to, the Rishami says you don't have to make the bracha before you do the mitzvah. You can do the bracha while you're doing the mitzvah. So maybe on Haneros Halalu could be said while you're in the middle of the brachas. The other brachas don't have to be before. They can be while you're doing the mitzvah. But they point out that why would the Masechah Sofrim be going, the Loki Hilchasa, we don't pask in that way. The Baba doesn't pask in that way. Even the Yerushalmi, it's a machlokes. So the Marshal really is trying to figure out what is pshat. And that's what, we'll get to the halacha, practical halacha, and that's what we're going to try to understand tonight. Why would you not do what we do? What we do makes the most sense. You say your brachos, and you light, and you say an Haneros Halalu. But this business that you're saying one bracha, Haneros Halalu, and then saying the other two brachas, Where do you find such a thing?
It sounds like it's part of the gears of the bracha. I mean, that's really what they're saying. They're saying it's part and parcel of the bracha. It's not just some little piece to say afterwards, but just like, you know, in Agoda, right? Asher Gaal, that's a super long bracha, right? Bracha Megebra, Asher Gaal, the same thing, right? So maybe it's the same thing. It's snacking little bracha. You put this whole long gavrichas over there, from Alu.
Right, the only problem with that is that's not a brachas hamitzvah. This would be the only, I believe, it's a regular brachas hamitzvah. Brachat asher kiddushanu mitzvah sav v'tzivanu lahalik ner shel Chanukah. The parallel is Purim. We say lahalik ner shel Chanukah, al mikra megillah. We don't have a whole richus, right? Right. Now we'll get the Hari Kedem of Salvechik, and Hari Kedem is going to go with you. But he's going to twist it a little bit. Mayor.
Yeah, I'm also a little troubled by, I don't think we have any example that I can think of where you make the say Shachianu after the Maisa. Shachianu is always beforehand. You say Shachianu, you know, Kiddush, Shachianu first, Lulu, Shachianu first. I mean, I just go down the line. I mean, the saying Shachianu after the Maisa is just not something we do all year.
Which is Akasha and Yaakov's pshat. If you want to say like Yaakov, that the Sha'asa Nisim is like seeing the Ner Chanukah, it's like a Berchas Haroah. That's fine for Sha'asa Nisim, but what about Shachianu? Excellent. Yaakov.
It's probably different because it's probably considered just one bracha, I'm not sure, but Birchos of Torah.
So that's Macholkas with Abaharav, that's a separate bracha or one long bracha. So you're saying if it's one long bracha, and then that's why, right, whether you should say the Vav or without a Vav, if you say the Vav, that means it's one long bracha, you do have a... Interesting. I got to think about that. So let's... Yeah, Rafi.
Hamas directed in this bracha, whatever you want to call it. At the end of it, the Eimot Mishus L'Shamash Raya Ma'al Raisa B'Lah. So, in other words, you're giving a disclaimer that we have to quantify what the candles are for. You can't be using them. Perhaps that is why you do that before you make the second bracha, as a disclaimer that the neighbors are Yuchad, and miyuah for the neighbor's Hanukkah, and not for the user's.
It's a reminder.
No, but it's not that. It's the second row. The reason why you put it smack dab in the middle is you first have to start with your Hanukkah marital Hanukkah, otherwise it doesn't happen.
Right.
There's no right. That's your. You know, that's how you're qualifying what you're doing. Then you come in there and say, you should know this is Hanukkah's a little. Are miuchad for a neir's Chanukah, they cannot be used practically. And then you finish off with the next part of the bracha, which finishes the Sha'asa Nisim Aseinu, is the last part of the bracha. But I'm saying, it's not just a bracha, there's a halachic component to it, which sounds like it's a disclaimer of sorts.
Right, and other mitzvos, sukkah, there's issues of being nene from the schach and the walls. Why don't we make such a disclaimer there? There's no issues of benefiting from the schach on sukkahs. You could take the schach and scratch your back with it if you want. That'd be hard to do unless you're really tall. But no, there's no.
I think light is something that's a very natural thing. Put it this way: I don't know if it answers the question, but it's certainly. Not just a bracha. It sounds like it's a
Latin component
to a bracha. Where else
do
you have that?
Okay. I hear. So let's see how we pass in Lalacha, and then we'll come back to try to explain this. The Shulchan Aruch in source number 10, in the top of page 5, writes, Achar Shehidlik, after you light, Omer, Haneros Halalu Anamalikin, Ala Chuos Al Nisim Anaflos. So the Shulchan Aruch is clear that you say Haneros Halalu after you light. You say all three brachos, then you light the candle, and then you say Haneros Halalu. And comes along the Taz and the Magen Avraham, and they both say, wait a second, no, you should say Haneros Halalu after the first candle. Rashal, Marshal, Kasav, Achar, Lakas, Harishon, Shu Iker, Yomar Haneros Halalu. The Taz and the Magen Avraham both say, you should light, say the three brachos, light the first candle, and then say Haneros Halalu. Anyone here do that? You do that, Jonathan. You have your Hasidic blood.
Yeah.
So we'll see. A lot of Hasidic dynasties had that minhag. The Marshal.
Also, or to
what?
Continue.
While you're saying it.
I'm saying, because I usually continue.
That's what you do, while you're saying it.
Light the first candle, then start saying Haneros
while you're doing it. Right. So that's what the Taz and the Magen Avraham both quote the Maharshal like that. And the Prima Gadim says, I don't understand. The Prima Gadim says that the brachas you make are not only going on the first candle. You could have argued the bracha is on the Ner Ishu Beso, your Chiyuv candle, and the rest are extra. The Prima Gadim proves from the Magen Avraham that the bracha is going on all the candles. Because the Magen Avraham writes that, let's say you lit one candle less than you were supposed to light. So it's the fourth night of Hanukkah, and you only lit three candles. And then you remember later on. Says the Magen Avraham that you should not make a new bracha. Because the bracha you recited was going on all of the candles. It's not just on the first candle and any extra candles. That bracha wasn't attached to it. The bracha is on all the candles. So says the Prima Gadim, I don't understand. Why would you be mafsik in Haneros Halalu between the bracha and the completion of the mitzvah? We don't, right? Bedikas Chametz, you're not supposed to talk after you made the bracha, even if you checked your first room, you started the mitzvah, there's an isur to be mafsik in the middle of the mitzvah. So if the bracha is going on all the candles, ask the Prima Gadim, why would you talk, Jonathan, say Haneros Halalu in the middle of your mitzvah? The Prima Gadim says, very interestingly, if you go on the bottom, he says, Vani ha'ani lo ra'isi l'nokein. It's three lines from the bottom. I haven't seen people do this. I'm poor. I'm a little guy. Yeah. It's a Prima Gadim. I'm a little guy. It's like you find a lot, Lafi Anius Daiti, Lanius Daiti Nira. It's an expression of modesty, of humility. He says, V'chas v'shalom ein omer neged moron shal Yisrael marshal. Chas v'shalom. I would never say anything against the marshal. But, mikol makom, mi shenoeg v'omer achar kach anir asalol, achar shahid l'kakol, nam mi shapir domi. So even though I'm not going to chas v'shalom go against the marshal, I'm telling you, if you go against the marshal, you're okay. And the Mishnah Berurah actually quotes both opinions. The Mishnah Berurah in Source 14 says, after you light the first candle, Shua Iker, Omer Haneros Halalu, Jonathan and the other Chevra, Umikol Makol, Mishinoa Glomer Haneros Halalu, Akar Shahid L'Kakol, Nami Shapir Dami, which is almost like, that's not the preferred method, the Prima Gadim. Really the Maharshal, which highlights in the Minhag, a lot of the Hasidim, is like the first approach, which is light the first candle and then say Haneros Halalu. And it's also okay if you do like the Prima Gadim, which is what I personally do, after I light all the candles, then I say Haneros Halalu. And this brings us back to where we started, which if you're saying Haneros Halalu, maybe not as extreme between the first bracha and the next two brachas, but if you're saying it while you're doing the halakha, that seems to signify and point to the fact that there's something more to Haneros Halalu. So what is it? I looked in, I don't know, 20 Svarim. I didn't really see anyone who talked about Haneros Halalu. I didn't. I looked in early Achronim, in Rishonim, in late Achronim, in contemporary Svarim. I thought for sure Rav Yeruchim Olshan has beautiful Svarim. Nothing. He talks about everything, right? This would be totally up his alley. Nothing on Haneros Halalu. So I was stuck because I think this, the fact that some would even say, recite it in between bracha number one and bracha two and three. And even if not, that you're going to say Haneros Halalu while you're doing the mitzvah. It's a tefillah found in Chazal, in a brisa, which we almost never do. There has to be something. I don't remember if I looked there. But I finally, just 2 days ago, saw a piece in Hari Kedem from Rav Soloveitchik. I think it's definitely interesting. It's a chiddush, but I'd like to learn it together. So if you take a look, where are we over here? In page 6. By the Arch HaShulchan, before I get that, the Arch HaShulchan says, he says, it's got to be a mistake. It's got a mistake. If you look 4 lines from the bottom in Source 16, not just it's got to be a mistake, venerally borer. It's clear to me. The gabba meseches asofrim ein hakavana sheyom arshtei brachos achar neres halo. It can't be the meseches asofrim means that. And the proof is the tour quotes the meseches asofrim and says you should say a neres halo after the three brachos. So he says, Harila had the two lines from the bottom, shekin, pirshu akavana, that's how they understood it. Oh, shetosu meseches asofrim. It's got to be a mistake in the Meseches Sofrim. He said it's Yadua, that a lot of mistakes are found in the Meseches Sofrim. It can't be. But the way we have the Meseches Sofrim, it has it that way. So let's try to understand. Rosh Soloveitchik says as follows. Let's just try to work through. We'll try to work through this. Soloveitchik starts up with a question. Women are exempt from halal and Chanukah. That's a halacha. They're exempt from halal and Chanukah. This is Mangrama. Mitzvah Sedishah is Mangrama. Women are exempt. Asks Rav Soloveitchik that Tosfos and Sukkah writes that women are obligated in Hallel on Leil Pesach. Why are they obligated in Hallel on Pesach, Leil Pesach? Someone give me a svara. Af hein hayaboso anes. They too were included in the miracle. So it says, wait a second. Why do they light Chanukah candles? It's the Zman Groma. Why are women obligated in Chanukah candles? Af hein hayaboso anes. So the same reason why Afein Hayibos Ones obligates them lighting the candles, that should obligate them in saying Hallel, because that's the same Svara which obligates them to say Hallel on Leil Pesach. That's his question. He says, many people have asked this question. So he wanted to explain as follows. There is a sheet, an opinion of Rabbi Daniel HaBavli. Rabbi Daniel HaBavli was a contemporary of the Rambam. He wrote letters to Avram ben Arambam, the Rambam's son, with all of his disagreements on the Rambam. He, Rav Soloveitchik quotes, has a tremendous chiddush that Hallel is a mitzvah deraisa of Kiddush Hashem. To praise, to sing to Hashem is a kiyum deraisa of Kiddush Hashem. And then he writes, if you take a look at the second paragraph in 17, third line, the svirle, the halal ahanes, yeshbo mitzvas aseh mea Torah shal kiddush Hashem. Ella, shekiyumo biyomin de Chanukah, the way to fulfill that on Chanukah, who, bein behalal, ubein behadlakas ner Chanukah. The way you fulfill the halal daraisa is either by saying halal or by lighting ner Chanukah. What does that mean? We know that the Gemara in Megillah says, one opinion, why is there no halal on Purim? The Megillah, zui halala. A Megillah is the halal. What does that mean, that Megillah is the halal? Halal is praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's singing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So to read the story of the Megillah that accomplishes the same thing as the halal. Accomplishes the same halal. So he wants to suggest the same way that the Megillah accomplishes the same thing as the halal. Lighting Chanukah candles also accomplishes the same thing as the halal. He says, the pshat that women are exempt in halal, it's not that they're exempt in halal, they're fulfilling halal. How are they fulfilling halal? By lighting the Chanukah candles. So they don't need the halal. And he wants to explain, that's why there's a special minog that women don't do malacha while the candles are lit. And the Magen Avraham asks, what's the difference between women and men? Women have to light candles, men have to light candles. Why should women not do malacha when men could? So Rav Soloveitchik wants to suggest that because for women, their halal is Chanukah candles. So if they're going to do malacha, that's going to distract them and take away their focus from the halal of Chanukah candles. And the halal of Chanukah candles is to focus and to think about Hashem and to praise Hashem and to sing to Hashem. The menorah generates that. That's a key of halal. He wants to suggest so far that if a woman does not have Chanukah candles, she should say halal. Because halal is a key, Chanukah candles is a key of her halal. Hold on, one at a time. That's the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says women have a custom. The Shulchan Aruch says women. The Magen Avraham asks, Ben also, what's the difference? So he's saying that's the pshat, because men are fulfilling halal in the shul. They're saying they're fulfilling their halal of halal. So they have a mitzvah of halal, they have a mitzvah of Chanukah candles. Women only have the halal through Chanukah candles. So therefore they shouldn't do malacha. It's going to take them away. 1 second, Ilya. The Meiri says that. Yeah. So the debate whether the Rambam holds the Meiri Megillah rights. If someone doesn't have Megillah, they should say halal. In fact, there are... I only know this because I, in that little contrast I put together for my son's bar mitzvah, I wrote about this. If you have a bar mitzvah, right, when Purim in Yerushalayim this past year fell out on Shabbos, right? When did they read Megillah? They read Friday, no? Yeah, they read Megillah on Friday. Yeah, they read Megillah Friday, Shabbos is Al Nisim, and Sunday, Rafi, you lived in Yerushalayim for a long time. Purim falls out on Shabbos.
Don't ask me questions.
Yeah, but when you read the Megillah, it's not yet Purim, I'm saying. You're still fasting. And Sunday's the Suda. Suda. A boy becomes a bar mitzvah on Shabbos. We're getting a little off topic here, but bear with me. Katan Shehigdil on Shabbos in Yerushalayim. When he heard the Megillah on Friday, he was a Katan. He was only Chayav, the double the Rabbanan. Chayav Midin Chinuch. Now comes Shabbos, and now it's Purim. So there's a debate. Is Shabbos really Purim? We just had you read the Megillah. What should he do? Should he read Megillah? There's the moral discount says he should read the Megillah. Don't worry about the Gezer of Rabbah, because he's the only one in that boat. Some say, I don't remember off the top of my head right now who it is. Some say, know what he should do? Say, how? He can't read the Megillah because we didn't read Megillah on Shabbos. But there's another way for him to fulfill Megillah. Read how. It's because of that Meiri. So now, where am I going with this? So says Rav Soloveitchik, if you turn the page. Look what he says. You know why you would say Haneros Halalo while you're lighting the menorah? Because if lighting the menorah is a Kiyum Halal, what turns it into a Kiyum Halal? By announcing Haneros Halalo Nachtim Alikin Al Anisim Al Neflos and then Kli Lahodos Lahalo Shimcha Gad Al Nisecha Al Neflosecha Al Yishuasecha, by stating that this is aha, and maybe that's why the language of Masecha Sofrim was Masna Uomer. It's the statement of Haneros Halalo which transforms the mitzvah of Halakas Neros into Halal. It turns it into a halal. So if this is what makes it a halal, it makes sense to say Haneros Halalo while you're doing the mitzvah, because it's that statement which transforms this into a halal. That's the chiddush of Soloveitchik. If you like it, great. That's all I got. I don't have another explanation for Haneros Halalo, but I think it's a chiddush, but it resonates in the sense that the lighting of Chanukah now is no longer just a Maisa Mitzvah that we do. It's halal. It's halal. Now, he also adds, I'm not going to focus on this, but Michi had said this, he wants to suggest also that Haneros Halalu is part of the bracha after Chanukah candles. Just like Mikra Megillah has a bracha before and a bracha after. What's the bracha after? Haravas Rivenu, Vadanas Dinenu, Vanokumus Nikmasenu. I don't remember the rest of it off the top of my head. Okay. Onava Eitzara, Akela Moshia, or something like that. There's a Brach Lachra. Sotu Chanukah is a Brach Lachra. So therefore, you do Halakner Shal Chanukah and light the menorah. And then, Haneros Halalu is the start of the Bracha Shal Acharea. It doesn't start with a Bracha because it's a Bracha Smucha Lachavarta. I don't know. That was another chiddush. He's saying, why do you need to transform it into a kiyum? Before you read Megillah, you don't need to... Now, it could be Megillah is different because you're saying it. Right? It's like the Rishonim asks, why is there no bracha on kiddush? Why is there no bracha on tefillah? Because it is a bracha. So maybe by Megillah, you're saying something, so it's more obvious. You have to take... If you want your action to be counted as a tefillah or as a halal, you have to say something I guess that's what you have to say. Now, I want to transition to understand a couple insights into the tefillah in the remaining time that we have. If you take a look at the next page in Source 8, I quote the tefillah here again. For a lack of time, I'm just going to do two of the three. The first one, you can take a look later. Al nisim b'ha niflos. What's the difference between nisim and niflos? And how come in al nisim, we don't mention niflos? Al nisim v'al porkin v'al gurus v'al churos v'al nilchamos v'sisi l'avusenu b'yamim ha'im b'zman hazeh. There's no mention of niflos. So why haneros halalu? Do we say nisim and niflos? But in al nisim, there's only nisim and not niflos. What's the difference between nisim and niflos? And why is niflos omitted from al nisim and only put into haneros halalu? That's one question. You take a look at the sources later. Milchamos I find fascinating that we mention here. There's a big discussion in general why we say, why are we thanking Hashem for their milchamos? We've spoken about that before, I believe. But it makes sense to put that into al nisim, because al nisim is all about the war. Haneros halalu have nothing to do with the war. It's all about the menorah. Haneros halalu shanachnu madlikin. We light the neros because of the milchamos? That's not why we light. That's why we have a yontif. We celebrate the victory in the milchama. But that's not why we light the menorah. We light the menorah because we found the pach hashemen. So why in Haneros Halalu are you mentioning Milchamos? That's another question. We're not going to. I have an answer. If you want to hear, you can ask me later. But I don't want to run overtime. We also don't mention Purkan and Gvuros over here, which we do in Al Nisim. What I do want to focus on is two things. Haneros Halalu Kodeshem. What does that mean? Haneros Halalu Kodeshem. So many Rishonim say it's referring to this menorah is a model or is patterned after the menorah in the Mikdash. And since the Kelim in the base of Mikdash had Kedusha, so too this menorah in our house, which is modeled after the Neros in the Mikdash, also has Kedusha. The Imre Emes, it's the son of the Svas Emes, the third Ger Rebbe, he says a different shot. If you take a look in source number 9, page number 9, source 20, he quotes the Gemara. The Gemara says, V'chiner Kedusha Yeshba, is there Kedusha in the candle? The Jews had a passion, a desire, a burning drive to light the candles with purity. And what does we say? It's in the Mesil Shasharim. Tahara meviel de kedusha. Tahara leads to kedusha. Haneros halalu kodeshem. It's not that the candles are kodesh. It's the candles teach us how to get kodesh, how to get kedusha. By a desire to live life, but Tahara, we got the candles. So the candles allow us, what allowed us to get the candles, that drive to have the candles of Tahara and purity, that brings us Kedusha. As we light the menorah, we say, Aneros Halalu Kodeshem, we're reminding ourselves, you want to have Kedusha, Tahara Meviel Adei Kedusha. A beautiful insight. The last one, it was a crazy Siyata Deshmaya. Years ago, when I was teaching in TABC, I had a student from Muncie, whose father was a very wealthy man connected to a lot of big rebbes. So he says to me, it was like night of Hanukkah, you want to come over? Some big rabbi is coming. One of the Abu Chatzeras is coming from Israel to my house in Muncie. So I was Hanukkah, I wanted to be home. I didn't go. Turned out that Rabbi Abu Chatzera was there and many other big rabbanim. And each person there had like a $300 stake. It was wild. And they gave out two volumes of the Divrei Yoel, the Sama Rav. This might be the first time ever that in one shir you ever have Soloveitchik and the Sama Rav being quoted. They gave out a two-volume Sefer, a Divrei Yoel on Hanukkah. I don't know what the Sheikhus was with the Rebu Chatzera and the Divrei Yoel. I don't know. I haven't opened it until this week. We just did a study in my house, so my Sfarim are all lined up, and I don't have them. They're not under boxes and in my daughter's crib. Huh? He brought it in the next day. So I was like, let me open it up. The first page. No. I found that last night also. Couldn't understand why the house smelled. The first page, he has, I think, an incredible, incredible insight. I have it here in source 21. Well, you can't read it inside now. I think it's beautiful. He asked three questions. Question number one, why does it matter, Al Yidei Kohanecha HaKadoshim?
What's the point of the question?
Hashem brought a miracle. I'm not downplaying Kohanim Michi. What? Hashem brought us a miracle. Haneros halala nachma likim. Alnisa lafla. Why do we need that? Okay, you don't like the question, that's fine. Number two. Then it says, Aide konecha kedoshim. And then right away, v'chol shmona shmei chanakeilu haneros halal kodeshim. What does haneros halal kodeshim have to do with the fact that there's a kohanim? That it sounds like there's a connection. Aide konecha kedoshim, v'chol shmona shmei chanakeilu haneros halal kodeshim. What's one have to do with the other? And question number three asks the Rebbe, Ein lana reshus l'shtamish b'hem. And according to Rafi, this is your disclaimer. It's your reminder. We're stam teaching us halachas right now. We're doing a mitzvah. Okay, I think the simple pshat is it's a reminder. Usually you benefit from light. They didn't have other lights in the house. Be careful. But his question is, why are we teaching us halachas here? So he explains that we know the Beis Yosef's famous question, Hanukkah, the miracle is 7 days. Why is the Yontif 8 days? So he says a beautiful comment to the Kedushas Levi. The Berdichever. I think Cyril is there now, or was there yesterday. He says like this: a king gives a gift to his people. There's two reactions. There's two levels of simcha that people have when getting the gift. Some people are excited because they got a gift. The king is giving out good stuff. I got the svarim, I got the steak, I got a gift, I had something that I got something which I didn't previously have, and there's a simcha. That's for the simple people. People who are on a higher madriga than that are happy not in the chefetz, the item that they got. They're happy that the king gave them something. The king showed them a chiba yisera, an added love, and that chiba yisera brings a person to a level of simcha that this person chose me to give me a gift. It doesn't matter what it is. He says, so too with the miracles that Hashem performs for us. Hashem does many miracles. Sometimes we're happy for the miracle. I was saved. This happened to me, which I didn't think was going to happen. There is a simcha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a miracle, and the outcome, the totsah of that miracle is what makes me happy. But there's a higher madriga, which is Hashem did a miracle for me. Hashem is thinking about me. Hashem is focused on me. Hashem loves me. It doesn't matter what the miracle was. The fact that there was a miracle creates that chiba yisera. That's the mushel of the Kedushas Levi. So he says that the 7 days of Chanukah is that Hashem gave us the oil. We got the gift. It's the gift that we got which brings us simcha, which causes for a celebration. The eighth day, or the first day, is the fact that Hashem chose us to do a miracle. What the miracle was doesn't matter. Hashem picked us to do a miracle. That fills up with simcha. So says the Satmar Rav the following. You can have 8 days of Chanukah. That's only if you're a person who's on a high enough madriga to recognize that I'm full of simcha, not because of what I got, because Hashem picked me. Who feels that? Who sensed that? Kohanecha HaKadoshim. It's the Kohanim, the holy Kohanim, who understood that the simcha is not just because I got oil, I got something, I got a gift. It's Hashem chose me. That's what allows us to have 8 days of Chanukah. Shmona Shmei Chanukah, Zayde Konecha Kedoshim, Lechol Shmona Shmei Chanukah. How does this relate to Haneros Lal Kodeshem, Veilon Roshos Lishtamesh Bem? The Gemara is a machlokas. Whether it's Mutr Lishtamesh Lora or Asr Lishtamesh Lora. It's machlokas. Two opinions in the Gemara. He suggests as follows. The opinion who says that you're allowed to benefit from the light, those are the people who are happy about what they got. What did they get? You got something tangible. That is a benefit that's an olam haza. That's a mundane pleasure. That opinion holds mutter l'hishtamish l'ora. You're allowed to benefit because the simcha is from what you got. So if the simcha is from what you got, you should be able to benefit what you got. That's the opinion. That's mutter l'shtamish l'ora. But those who are happy, not because of the light, because of the oil, because of the gift, but the fact that a Kadosh Baruch Hu chose them, that's a simcha, that's a tainug, a pleasure, that's olam haba. So that's the opinion that usher l'shtamish l'ora. So then he says the whole prayer of an Aneiros Hallelu reads beautifully. The miracle that you did, Ayadei Kohanecha Kedoshim. For the Kohanim, the miracle wasn't just that they got oil. The miracle was that Hashem picked them. They're holy. They're the Kohanim. Therefore, V'chol Shmona Simei HaChanukah. All 8 days. You can have 8 days of Chanukah because it's not just the oil 7 days. It's the Chiba, the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows. And therefore, you can't benefit from them because the simcha we have is a simcha of olam haba. A beautiful insight. The miracle, the simcha we have on Chanukah is not just like, wow, it's amazing. Oil lasted 7 days. A Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us this gift. We weren't going to be able to light the menorah. We would have been able to light the menorah. Tumah Hutshebet Sibor, also not for now. But we have this amazing, a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it was a miracle. We got light for 8 days. We wouldn't have had it. It lit. And the gevurah and the strength and all that does for us is amazing. But it's so much more than that. It's the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu picked us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu must have had such a love for his people that he did that miracle. That's the Kohen Echa, that's the Shmonas Yamim, and then Aser L'shtamish L'ora, because the benefit we have ultimately is a benefit that is an Olam Haba, it's a Ruchani, it's a spiritual benefit. It's something that can, I think, transform the perspective of Chanukah. Nerasal Kodeshem, the Tahara, brings us to Kedusha, in the words of the Imri Emes, hopefully, we have a week and a half to work through pshat. If anyone has a better pshat or a different pshat, then Rav Sol Vaychik, to understand why, maybe Rafi, we just need to fine-tune your pshat, but what it is special that a Aneiros Hallelu is going to be said while we're doing a mitzvah, something we don't do. Hopefully we'll work through pshat and we'll be able to fill Aneiros Hallelu Kodeshem and live lives of Kedusha. It is 10:10. I do good. Have a good night.